This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. A new hit-and-run alert system will begin operations on Tuesday, August 1st, that's today, and is scheduled for a two-year pilot and evaluation period. The hit-and-run alert system is a program of cooperation among state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies, along with the Washington State Department of Transportation, to enhance the ability to identify and recover a fleeing vehicle involved in a serious injury or fatality hit-and-run collision. WSP Chief John R. Batiste said, quote, "Last year, our state saw over 300 hit-and-run collisions resulting in serious injury or death. In many of those situations, information about the fleeing vehicle was available that, if widely disseminated, might have helped us find a dangerous driver." End of quote. For a hit-and-run alert to be activated, the following criterion would need to be met. A hit-and-run collision resulting in serious injury or death. Enough descriptive information available to assist in locating the suspect vehicle, such as a full or partial license plate, a description of the vehicle, any possible damage, location and direction of travel, etc. The incident has been reported and is being investigated by a law enforcement agency. Chief Batiste also said, quote, "If you see or hear the alert and then see what you think might be the suspect vehicle, call 911 and report your location. Do not engage with the vehicle or driver under any circumstances. Let our troopers and our fine local law enforcement officers do their job in safely and professionally contacting suspect vehicles." End of quote. The most recent monthly COVID dashboard report on the Jefferson County Public Health website, dated June 14th, said the level of COVID-19 virus present in Port Townsend wastewater was then 403 million copies of the SARS-CoV-2 gene per person per day. That data indicated a downward trend in the presence of COVID-19 in our community. That was nearly the lowest number on that data dashboard for all of this year, very close to a low number in January. Since June, however, by the third week of July, the level rose to more than 2.25 billion copies of the COVID-19 virus present in Jefferson County wastewater, specifically Port Townsend, per person per day. This reporter, age 65 with one or two underlying health conditions, went to a crowded gallery opening on June 29th and decided to leave my mask in the car. A big mistake. I tested positive on July 3rd after symptoms started on Sunday, July 2nd. I did not receive a second dose of the bivalent booster in June when I had the opportunity. I took Paxlovid, which helped, but I was informed that when the symptoms rebound after the Paxlovid runs out, that my quarantine clock had to start over again, an additional 5 days at home and another 5 days masked everywhere in public. All in all, it was 21 days before I could really go out and about. And I did test negative after 23 days. So the guy who has been reminding you all to wear a mask in crowded indoor public spaces did not, and I have suffered the consequences. Dr. Allison Berry will speak to the Board of Jefferson County Commissioners this Monday, August 7th. If you have a question about the current state of things COVID-wise or another public health concern, send an email to contact us at KPTZ by Friday, this Friday, August 4th. Before noon, to be answered next Monday at 9:45 a.m. during the Jim B. Show. And last but not least, last Saturday, July 29th, I attended one of the jazz concerts at McCurdy Pavilion, part of Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. This concert included a big band and several smaller jazz ensembles, plus a celebration of the life of Chuck Dierdorf. Artistic director John Clayton, who plays bass, to put it mildly, was also the musical director of the concert, playing and conducting throughout the program. He was joined by Tia Fuller on sax, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, George Cables on piano, and Lewis Nash on drums for the first set. Other notable musicians in the second set, which was the tribute to Chuck Dierdorf, included Ben Thomas on vibes, Don Clement on piano and vocals, and Mike Brockman, tenor sax. Part of the tribute included a 19-member showcase of bass. Seriously, 19 basses. With John Clayton conducting a piece written to honor Chuck Dierdorf. Here's a snippet. The big band part of the concert included soloist David Sanchez on tenor sax and Wyclef Gordon on trombone. A beautiful concert. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.